Well, first of all, thanks, Josh. Do appreciate you giving me your time this morning. Those questions were raised at the Joint Policing Committee on Monday. No doubt the COVID pandemic and now the crisis in Ukraine with the war, they've created new realities for Europe, for Ireland, and undoubtedly they've placed pressures on our communities and our systems in those communities. County Clare has, and the community across County Clare, and when I say community, I'm talking about individuals, community groups, volunteers, NGOs, agencies. They've worked tirelessly and consistently together through the pandemic in the first instance and over the last 7 or 8 months in relation to the war in Ukraine and in welcoming our new guests from the Ukraine. And indeed, there are 3,500 approximate beneficiaries of temporary protection or Ukrainian people fleeing the war in County Clare at the moment. Those people are accommodated across our communities, 14 settlements, in a variety of accommodations. They're integrating, they're working, they've got their children in school, and making provision and asking our services to respond to integrate those people has been the challenge. And I think County Clare has stepped up to that challenge significantly with agencies, approximately 42 agencies, NGOs and community groups working together, meeting regularly to meet individual needs. And so the question really is, if we're settling our guests into our communities, what are we trying to look forward to? And the reality is we don't understand where the future is going. And the reality is we keep having to shift and adapt and find new ways of dealing with what's unfolding, whether that's increased numbers or decreased numbers, we're not sure. And in doing that, we have to work together, identify opportunities, identify risk areas and solutions to keep our sustainable communities. And I suppose, how have we gone about that? So we're meeting regularly. All those groups are talking to each other weekly, daily. Only yesterday we had a workshop where 42 representatives were in attendance, looking out at the challenges over the next 6, 8, 12 months, hoping to identify ways of having sustainable communities.
Given the nature of that work and the complexity of it and the unpredictability of it, are comments regarding caps, regarding words like capacity being reached, in your view, helpful?
From my perspective, there will be every kind of comment made around the challenges that we have at the moment. I think it's important that we recognise reality. I don't think anyone should be trying to deal with such a large-scale challenge and not recognising that it is a challenge, and the choice of language is really of little concern to me. I'm more concerned about the agencies and the community groups and sustainable communities. We have funding streams coming down the line. The Community Solidarity Recognition Fund is being announced shortly. We've got a new community, local economic and community plan coming forward, and we have community enhancement funding coming forward. And the challenge for us in County Clare is to understand what we need to respond to these changes. And so recognize the challenge, it's there. How it's described will vary from multiple angles. But for us, it's to recognize that the challenge is there, identify how we can improve our communities, add to our communities, and no doubt our Ukrainian guests are adding to our communities. They're working and integrating and volunteering. We need to look to see there's significant funding coming down the line. What do our communities need so that we can have sustainable communities into the future? Get plans in place and access that funding.
There were figures that you presented to elected members on Monday regarding a breakdown of each individual town and village and how many people fleeing the war are in each. And Liston-Varna, for example, has more than 900 people that they're accommodating, and there were other areas that may be seen as quite small compared to the likes of Ennis and Shannon, the likes of Ballyvaughan and Bodaig, that have significant numbers as well. In terms of going forward, are there plans to and you forgive me for the phrasing, to maybe spread the load to other communities as well throughout County Clare, or are the areas that those fleeing the war are in at the moment going to continue to be where they're settled?
So undoubtedly, Liston-Varna and Ballyvaughan in particular have got high numbers. That's you know, that's something that happened back in March. From our perspective, County Clare is high nationally. I think we're sixth in the country. Any stability into communities going forward is going to be how those communities are being facilitated, and how the needs of those communities are being met. And that's about the individuals living in the communities as well as our guests. It's going to have to be a whole of system approach. Ideally, you want sustainability in a community, and understanding that there's going to be a shift in how accommodation is provided. As that shift happens, and we don't control that, but as that shift happens, we need to try and influence the decisions to allow us to have a fair dispersal of people into our community. The reality is we may have no dispersal requirements in 2 months' time, depending on how this conflict unfolds. But in the event that we're still having conversations in 6 months' time, we're now looking to see how we can influence the national discussion, and how we can make provision for the integration. And more to the point, again, whether it's one person from the Ukraine, a larger group of people under international protection, or housing provision supports, our broadest possible community, we're looking for sustainable communities.
And with that in mind, is Clare County Council, do you feel, receiving enough assistance, whether it be financial or otherwise, from central government to help with that?
Yeah, I believe so. I think we're well organised and well structured ourselves. We definitely have strong working relationships across all the other agencies, Blue Light, Garda Síochána, HSE, Tusla, and into the Immigrant Support Services, into the FRCs. And we have funding that we can tap into nationally, which we are now organising ourselves to do so. That funding is coming on stream in response to the challenges that are ahead of us. And we're trying to get ourselves ahead of the curve in terms of understanding what we need.
Can I ask you about the Offer a Home initiative, which is being launched, and it may give people throughout County Clare an opportunity to open doors. How will it work, very briefly, first of all?
So Offer a Home is a new government initiative being led by the local authorities. Previous calls for accommodation were led by the Red Cross. In this instance, it's the local authority, Clare County Council, and all the other local authorities are putting the call out. The website is www.offerahome.ie, where you'll be allowed to put in details of any unoccupied property that you're happy to offer as temporary accommodation for Ukrainian people fleeing the war.
Do you think this appeal will be different? Because, again, you presented numbers on Monday, quite a number of homes that were pledged to the Red Cross for a number of different reasons weren't proceeded with. Would you be hopeful that things could be different in regards to this appeal, and why?
I think in the first instance, the local authority is uniquely placed to understand communities and localities and the practicalities of property on the ground. I think we're also uniquely placed in an initiative like this to get the information direct. We had eight offers of accommodation in the last couple of days. And all those people, bar one, have been in touch with us. We've spoken directly to them. And we want to build relationships with anyone as a host family. And whether that's a host, whether they're shared property through the original IRC, or whether someone is offering an unoccupied home for us, we want to build relationships. So again, so that we can have ongoing, sustainable working relationships with the people who offer that accommodation.
And just lastly then, in regards to Offer a Home, what are the criteria maybe that the people would have to meet in terms of offering a property? Because sometimes it's not as simple a process as people might think.
Yeah, so we're looking for good quality properties that you or I would live in, that has been well-maintained, heating, lighting and basic safety. We're offering, there's a tax-free recognition payment of €800 per month for the home that's on offer, and our intention is to match the property with people living in the locality, so that we can minimise disruption. And you know, we recognise that children have made friends and people are working in communities now, and what we're trying to do is make sure we bring about the least disruption in that matching process. And so we have to be very careful about this. But a well-maintained property in a suitable location where there are people in the locality looking for a home, that's what we're looking for. I would ask, you know, 6 months is what we're asking for. If we can get longer, all the better. And that's, again, about giving a little bit of stability to the people who go into those homes. So if you are thinking of offering the property, and you are thinking 6 months, if it's within your capacity to offer for longer, I would be very grateful for that.